Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Please do be seated. I always have a soft spot for this gospel reading when it comes around in the lectionary. The blind man in our reading is Bartimaeus, and I played that character in a mystery play in Goring-on-Thames. Must be 30 years plus ago now. Mystery plays are plays which reenact miracles from the Bible, and it had become a tradition to have mystery play acted out by locals every 5 years in Goring-on-Thames, where I happened to be living when one was due to be performed. And the play is acted in the main street there, the road being blocked off to traffic, which is actually a very big deal as it causes a major diversion for traffic as it stops the use of the bridge across the River Thames. Anyway, I digress a bit. I played the part of Bartimaeus, a poor blind beggar man. In our scene, Jesus is en route to somewhere, but stopped to help someone in need. This is a typical action of Jesus. We see it in many accounts in the Bible. For example, on the way to heal Jairus' daughter, Jesus stops to talk to the woman who has touched his cloak and received healing. Jesus stops preaching to heal the man lowered to him on a mat through the ceiling of the house. And when Jesus was passing through Jericho with a large crowd following him, he stopped and called Zacchaeus down from a tree that he had climbed into. Zacchaeus, a tax collector, despised by many, if not all. And Jesus said he wanted to go to his house for lunch. Jesus allowed himself to be distracted from what he was doing. He somehow has the ability to be focused on his direction, to stop and attend to distractions of those in need, and then to continue on. And in some small way, not to perform a miracle, but a similar distraction happened to me during this play when I was Bartimaeus. Now, as it mentions, Bartimaeus, a man, was a blind beggar. So I was pulling on all my acting skills. A man, a beggar, and blind. And I remember sitting on the pavement against the iron railings with a cloak wrapped around me, trying to look manly and beggar-like, with my eyes closed but just peeking out now and again so I kept in sync with the acting that was going on. And across the road junction from where I was crouched, blind wrapped in a blanket, was a very tall tree where a very long ladder had been tied to it, ready for the Zacchaeus scene later. We had crowds of people watching the play all around us, and I heard Jesus coming. And just as I was supposed to start calling out and hear the disciples saying I was to be quiet and stop shouting, I happened to catch sight of something waving in the corner of my peeking closed eye. My 3-year-old son was at the top of a very high ladder in the tree, waving to me from across the road. His dad at the bottom of the tree, oblivious to this. So I actually had to stand up and say, well, shout out, "Hold on tight, Joe. Mac," his dad, "get Joe down, please." And then I sat down and the play continued. As I say, apart from being embarrassing at the time, it gave me a small insight into how Jesus can be focused on what he's doing, but he allows himself to be distracted by those who are in need, even if they do not realise they need it, like my son. He was completely oblivious and happy with what was going on. Some of us in need may call out to Jesus, to God, to come to our aid, and then we receive it. Some may be feeling really confident and not feeling any need at all, but Jesus, God, will see that they need his help. He will see the danger, the risk that is being taken, and Jesus, God, will intervene and make sure that people around get ready to help. In our reading from Hebrews, we are reminded that Jesus continues to intercede for us, to watch over us, to get involved with our lives, because Jesus is an eternal priest. In verse 24, it says, he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. And he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day. He is the Son who has been made perfect forever. Now, my husband didn't notice a problem, but when I prompted, he did. And I think that is what we as church members, as a church family, as neighbours, friends and family do. When we hear a fellow member is in need, we respond with help. Be it someone near or far, we find ways to help when we are prompted. Maybe not a direct call from God, but from some friend, a family member, or a charity calling out for our help. It is great for us to be reminded that Jesus, the eternal priest, watches over us forever. There is always so much to say about our readings we have, but one thing I wanted to speak about today, going back to what the blind man wanted. It says he wanted to see again. It might seem a strange dialogue that when the blind beggar cries out and Jesus stops and calls him, saying, call him here, that when he comes forward to Jesus, probably being guided in some way through the crowd, that Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And it says, Bartimaeus said to him, my teacher, let me see again. We might think, if we see a blind man calling out to Jesus, and he will know Jesus can perform miracles, that the blind man would, of course, just want his sight back. But Jesus wants to hear what he has to say. Because if you think about it, it was wonderful to heal a man who had become blind. But from that moment on, that man, Bartimaeus, his life would be dramatically changed. He would have to find a job. He'd become accustomed to begging. That was his work, his employment. And it might be difficult to find a job. You know, things would not be plain sailing straight away for him. He would have to prove that his sight was good, strong to last, make massive changes in his life. And Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And when Bartimaeus says, my teacher, let me see again, Jesus says, go, your faith has made you well. Jesus says his faith that Jesus can do this is what is needed. Our faith is needed. And Bartimaeus follows him. Bartimaeus has faith in Jesus. So he doesn't try to go it alone. He follows Jesus. Coming to faith is the start of our ongoing relationship with Jesus, our eternal priest. As a Christian and as a church, we are always to watch out for each other as we journey on this way, as we follow the path of faith. And hopefully, as we keep a watch out, when we see each other and our needs, we will see if we can help that person too. Amen.